We support our local community school athletics. When it comes to playing a game, you need a good coach to guide you to victory. Let Thumb National Bank be your guide for personal service, professional excellence, and over 120 years of financial experience that any team needs to succeed. Stop by at any of our offices and let us show you the winning difference that Thumb National can make for you. We're Thumb National Bank and Trust Company with locations in Pigeon, Cass City, Caseville, Bad Axe, and Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
Send the perfect Valentine's Day gift this year by choosing a Valentine gift basket filled with delicious wines from Dizzy Daisy Winery. With over 50 varieties of wine, it's easy to personalize a special wine basket. Dizzy Daisy Winery's tasting room is open any day of the week, noon to 5. Find wines from sweet, semi-sweet to dry. Valentine's Day is a perfect opportunity to open a special bottle of wine like chocolate raspberry, peri, hard cider, or one of their other varieties. Register for a special Valentine gift basket. Stop in or call Dizzy Daisy Winery at 269-2366. They're located 5 miles north and 1 3/4 miles west of Bad Axe on Crown Road.
Okay, 12 red roses ordered, check. Heart-shaped box of chocolates, check. Reservations for 2 at that way too expensive restaurant, check. 2.
What are you doing, Walt?
Oh, hey there, Steve. I'm just making sure I've got everything ready for Valentine's Day. Shouldn't you be doing the same? You wouldn't want to forget something and upset the wife, would you?
I've got this covered, and it was way easier than your list. I stopped into Thumb Cellular and picked her up a brand new Samsung Galaxy S7. Even saved a good chunk of change, too. They're $50 off now through February 14th. You can also get $10 off any S7 case when you buy one, but I opted to get her the pink case. You can even get a free 256GB memory card with mail-in offer direct from Samsung.
Really? That's a great deal. And sounds a heck of a lot easier and cheaper than my elaborate, expensive day I had planned. Well, looks like I'm going to Thumb Cellular.
This sweetheart of a deal won't last long. Stop in to any location of Thumb Cellular to pick up the Valentine's present she'll thank you for. Thumb Cellular, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the Thumb.
Listen to the WLAW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device, or listen live and worldwide at WLAWsports.com. You are listening live at Center Court in Bad Axe, Michigan, with Clark Ramsey and John Mooney. Also taking along tonight, that would be Jake Kennedy. Back in the studio pushing all the buttons, that would be Dominic. And we are in store for a great basketball game ahead of us. Right now, the JV squads are fighting it out with 43 seconds left in the fourth quarter as Bad Axe leads 45-43. Lakers JV was trailing by at one point 10 points. Lakers JV, of course, undefeated on the season so far, has 3 of their players move up to varsity tonight, which should be both good games tonight.
They're still giving it the college try, even in high school.
I believe that's dual enrollment, is that what this is called. Well, the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers enter tonight at 5-9 overall. Their best win by record would have to be on the road at Ubley, where they won by 2 points, 33-31. Their worst loss, take your pick. They're 1-5 in the Greater Thumb West, tied for last place with Vassar, 5 games behind USA. Ron Swarzenegger after tonight will be 3/4 of the way through his second season as the man with the plan for the Elkton Bayport Lakers. In his 33 games at the helm of the Wheeled L, Swarzenegger has been able to muster 9 wins, a .272 batting average, which will still get you in the majors, mind you. He's 9-24 overall. Despite a less-than-ideal overall record, the numbers are heading in the right direction. Overall, Lakers score 43.2 points a game. Last year, the Green and White added just 40 points. In the year before that, 38. Defensively, it's the same deal. Last year, they gave up nearly 54 points a game. This year, that's down to 48.7, an improvement of over 5 points. So overall, Lakers loses by an average score of 43.2 to 48.7, a 5.5-point loss. Believe it or not, but when Lakers play on the road, they score more and give up less than when they're at home, not to mention one more win on the road. Going 3-5 in away games, Lakers score 43.5 points and allow 48 and a quarter. a deficit now down to 4.75. In the first game against Van Axe this season, the Lakers lost at home by just 6 points, 42-48. Lakers have gone 0-5 in the last three seasons when facing the Van Axe Hatchets. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside that green and white huddle.
Well, you mentioned Coach Ron Swartzendruber. His Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers, I think they have two relatively consistent players as I've watched them all season. And we're talking about junior Brendan Wisner and senior Seth Bowles. Those are the two that have got to go ahead and be consistent tonight. Again, it's a must. And as far as the rest of the team, they've got to settle in on a rotation that's going to go ahead and work. There has been influx of young players in and young players out. There has been some auditions going on. That kind of upsets the continuity of the success of the basketball team. They are fighting through it, and I think they have the great guy at the helm, and that's Ron Swartzendruber, and so we're just going to see how this thing plays out tonight.
The game ahead of us continues to get tighter and tighter. It's now a one-point ball game, 45-44, as Lakers just hit one free throw out of one attempt. They do have one more coming up right now. That would be number 20, I believe, at the free throw line, who's trying to find as much real estate out walking around that court to keep his nerves nice and calm. That would be James Dubes. At the line, shooting. Nope, I take that back. Whatever I just said, forget about it, folks. It's a Van Axe inbound. Van Axe is inbounding the ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Of course, this is the JV action. It's a one-point ball game, 45-44, with 26 seconds left. Van Axe inbounding from the far side, and they finally get it in. As that looks like a Del Pierre. We have whistles all over the place, and we have another timeout.
FedEx just called a 30-second timeout. The trap was on.
Spencer Britt, that would be number 12 out there. 20.7 seconds left in the fourth of the JV game. In quite the festivities tonight, we will have the Snow Carnival Senior Court, as well as the underclassmen representatives at halftime of tonight's ball game, as the gymnasium starting to fill back up tonight on Friday night action right here in Bad Axe.
This timeout was interesting. It was, first of all, very fortuitous for Bad Axe to call the timeout. There was a trap that was coming on. The real question for the Laker coach, and that is Coach Wisner, is who's he going to foul? Because the clock is going to be going on. We're talking about 20.7 seconds. And who has he decided to foul? And I doubt if it's going to be Spencer Britt.
Probably not.
Or Jack Clancy. So take your pick. One of them is going to get fouled because one of them is going to have the ball.
You know, one thing, John, we can always rely on here in Van Axe.
What's that?
Is very liberal use of the horn. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Everyone's nickname is Buzz.
Van Axe, like Lakers steals the ball with 14 seconds left, trailing by one. They get it down for the right-handed layup off the glass, and it's in.
9 seconds.
7 seconds left, and Lakers calls a timeout. As that would be number two, Adam LaGault hits the layup with 6.6 seconds left for Lakers to take the lead, 46-45.
So that answered the question, though. Coach Wisner was not going to foul anybody. He was going to go ahead and trap on the defense and wait for the Hatchets to cough up the ball.
Laker JV entering tonight is 14-0 on the season. They have three less players on their roster tonight as they moved up Troy Chapel, Mason Pasek, and Carson Binder. I believe those are the three they moved up tonight, which should... We'll see how they do on the varsity level, but looking at these are some of the best teams we have in JV contests across the entire grid of the conference. And if Lakers can do it with three less, what's the future look like for them?
I think it looks good, to tell you the truth. I know they wanted to keep those kids together, but circumstances would not allow them to do so. Watching them play is really a treat. Always like to get to the JV game and see what the future's looking like.
For those listening back at home, if you are unaware, John Mooney, I have with true confidence, is the only person to scout